This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At least part of the work investigating what's going on the airwaves. But then we have to find people who actually have some thoughts, who are experienced in this world. And so we put together a group each week, varies sometimes. This week, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Also joining us, Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones, as opposed to Victoria Keelan, who's on the DJV program with me. A lot of Victorias around. Victoria runs the DC Radio Company, reports on the comings and goings, the big stuff in the world of news talk radio, mostly political. Well, Washington. Washington seems to be the seat of all happenings, of all evil, whatever good stuff comes out of it. So we normally try to go through. McFadden gets concerned that I don't get to all of the 10 items in the story lists. And very rarely do we ever actually get to the people on the list, but they're always tied into the stories. So I don't know that we have to spend a whole lot of time. Number 10 is always sports talk radio. What's going on in the playoffs? Who's getting into football? And the fact that the Red Sox are not doing too well. The Dodgers are. Okay. After all of that, I think we've... the only other thing, and this may be a little too inside, although a lot of people know who Dan Patrick is, somebody that I have great respect for, because I think he does the out-of-the-ordinary sports talk radio program. And he's been on the air for a long time. He, this week, has been talking about an illness that he's been fighting, and you wouldn't have known it by looking at him, but he has a very, very bad, I don't know if case is the right word, but he's being affected, his life's being affected by arthritis of a special kind that's very debilitating. So I'll hold a good thought for him. Number 9, Game of Thrones. The biggest thing this week was, I can't see that. What's the one? Oh, I can't see the show. Right? Isn't that what you heard from all of your listeners? They couldn't see the show. They couldn't see it because apparently too many people were watching and didn't have bandwidth enough. Is that, yeah. Did you all try to watch
it? Yeah, I got a lot of that. And then I also have listeners who have children saying, well, I couldn't even record to watch it later or whatever because if the kids are up, they haven't gone to bed yet, and I can't watch it with the kids in the room because of the sure bloody can't. Scenes. And yeah, I know. Yeah, and then the lack of bandwidth.
Victoria, well, you're a fan, aren't you?
Glued. Well, if people would like to see it better lit, BuzzFeed happens to have, I think it's 19 or 23 scenes where some enterprising person has lit them better. So there's really? Like 23 shots, yeah, better lit. Mm. I have to say, some of them were so dark to begin with that, like, really, that's better lit? But a couple of them, John's direwolf waiting to go into battle with him. You have no idea what I'm talking about, Doug. It doesn't matter. Now you can actually see everybody waiting to go into battle. It's really cool. And a number, and some of the dragons fighting above the clouds.
Wow.
Really cool. Really cool. So it is definitely worth seeing. This was one of the most exciting hour and a halves of TV I've ever watched in my life. And the way I watched it was, it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait till 9:10 because I record it. I'm going to wait till 9:10 so I can watch it slightly later. That way I can pause during any of the really good deaths and I can just watch them again and not worry about Thank missing God. Anything. That's what I did.
Bloodthirsty. Right. Full disclosure, Victoria and I traveled to Ireland last month together, and I can remember sitting on the bus talking to you about this, and I think I knew this side of you because I've known you for a long time. The bloodthirsty side of you that likes this sort of thing. But we actually came face to face with somebody who was very closely connected to Game of Thrones, and that was part of the fun that we had while we were there. It was, what's it, Hodor? What's the name of the character?
Well, no, he was an extra who actually had stood in for Hodor quite extensively, and also for a couple of other characters, and it was really fascinating because Northern Ireland is where Game of Thrones, a lot of Game of Thrones is shot, and it was really great. This was amazing. This was the Battle of Winterfell, which means nothing to Doug, and but means something to everybody else culturally. And it was so exciting, and I was getting so unbelievably depressed, and I wasn't on social media. I wasn't going to go on social media, and I was just like, I was watching it on my own, and I was like, I can't stand it. I'm dying here. And then just before the end, it's like, no, it's getting worse. Oh no, this is worse. And then suddenly something happened. I'm not going to tell you what. And then afterwards, I went on social media. I went on Twitter, actually. And do you know, 8 or 9 out of the top trends, United States, were Game of Thrones.
But you also know what the biggest meme on Facebook was this week?
Life. Right.
Go on.
I have to admit, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
No, me either.
That was the meme that was very popular. I must have seen 20 friends post that this week.
I believe it, because not everybody has. But I would say to those people, stop watching season one, and you'll see why so many other people
I understand. It's great.
Because the acting's great, and it's good versus evil, but it's also nuances of gray. Some of these characters have done unbelievably terrible things, but have good parts to their characters as well. And it's
Tony Soprano. Right.
People are complex. Yeah. Exactly. Tony Soprano. Anybody who's watched The Sopranos would like Game of Thrones.
All right. Well, this is the same bloodthirsty stuff. One way or another. Why are people like, what is there about the human condition that...
What's your favorite TV show of all time again? I'm sorry? What?
My favorite TV show of all time?
Of all time, right?
I don't know. Well, I've got a lot of them. Spill it. What do you think?
24.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right, calm down, everybody.
You violent person, you.
In a moment, speaking of that, number 8... The situation in some of our high schools with guns, circumstance in Illinois presented itself this year, but there's a lot of stuff, I mean, this past week, there's a lot of stuff going on in high schools that is pretty damning, is pretty, and much an indictment of our public school system. We'll get to that in a few moments. Members of the crew here, Rick Jensen from DEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden, on the staff at Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen with a question for those of you both on the male and female side. This is for women to do something to help the men in their lives have a little bit more oomph, if you know what I mean. We're all getting older, no question about that. And you're probably learning the hard way that it's not easy to stay in shape, to keep up with your daily routine, maybe even be excited about going to work. So maybe, it's time for you to try Nugenix. And you can do the first bottle free by texting FORCE to 321321. Why would you want to do that? Well, because the basic formula in Nugenix is a brand, a level and a mix of testosterone that will help men preserve their energy and preserve their performance abilities. And women want that, men want that. So let's maximize your energy, increase your lean muscle mass, and boost your libido all at once by having a daily investment in your body with Nugenix. To get a complimentary free bottle of award-winning Nugenix, text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. That's the way. You'll be on your way to a more confident you, in fact, a better in shape person, better able to perform, all that good stuff. So get it now. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
They can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen. The next item here as we count toward number one, the situation in Illinois. It's frustrating, I think, and you guys, obviously, I want you to command most of the conversation here, the sort of silly protests that go on. Are we overdoing it? Is there an educational quotient to discussing in class people who do the blackface thing? And then more to the point, what is going on in our schools? There's a teenager this week held a gun and a sign when he went into school. We hang black people, that's not the word he used the N-word, for free. This was it was on Snapchat. And so now the school is thinking about expelling this guy. Well, what gets people, this is in South Carolina, what gets somebody that age or any age to think that way in this day and age? That's what dumbfounds me. The blackface, whatever it is that has to do with race relationships, what is there about you that you're so insecure that you got to follow this path? And who, your parents, who's teaching you this stuff?
You know, I think it's a good word, insecure. The good news, though, is you have the vast majority of kids in these high schools in Illinois and Maryland where the blackface issue came out because they posted it on social media. You've got a vast majority of the white kids who are saying, you know what, we're not standing for this. No. Today, we look back at that and we see that when you did blackface, you were mocking black people as being lazy, ignorant, cowardly, hypersexual, things like that. And we're not going to stand for that now because it's bullying. And I think the good news is the vast majority of the white kids in those schools said no.
Well,
that's very encouraging because it's bullying and it's racist, and the vast majority
of people
stand
for
it.
They're just morons.
The vaccination controversy is number 7. That's up next here on our Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 and change at the hour. The Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen. I'm in the Martha and Marley Spoon studio. Got good news for people who are trying to do a better job of cooking meals for themselves. I'll send you to your iPhone and you text in the word fork to 246-810, and you'll get three free meals from this new service, Martha and Marley Spoon, from Martha Stewart. Fresh food, healthy choices, great menus. Check it out. Three free meals at Fork. You text the word Fork to 246-810. That's texting Fork to 246-810. Richie, are you amazed that I can actually envision, make people envision texting?
You know, it's such a big thing now, and it's so helpful. To go shopping and figure out all the parts of a meal and have to get the right amounts, it's just going to make sense.
All right, let's go back to our story list. We're doing pretty well. It looks like we may actually get through the whole list. Number seven is the vaccination controversy. But before we go there, I want to revisit what we were talking about a moment ago, just in terms of all the silly things, the prejudicial things, the stupid stuff. Here's the story in Denver of a landlord who was recorded saying that she wouldn't sublease her restaurant property to a Muslim. They got the thing on tape and they took it to court. And this week a judge says, okay, that's fine. You can do what you want, but you'll pay these people $675,000. So, the lady said, I only want somebody who's from America.
Yeah.
You've got to know in this day and age that you're going to get sued for that. So why would you?
There was another
example. Even if you're a racist, okay?
Yeah, another
example.
And you
don't like somebody from a particular group, why would you do that out loud? You've got to know.
Right. And then there's another example, Richie, this week of somebody who posted a job online, whites only, or no, it was Caucasians.
Yeah,
only.
Saw that.
You
yeah,
see
on
that?
LinkedIn. Yeah. they fired, it was, I forget what company it was, but they fired the person that was, obviously responsible for that.
All right, so the vaccination controversy, the measles. Everybody, I don't remember whether I asked this of everybody or not. You've all had vaccines at some point in time in your life, yeah? all of you?
Yeah.
Shots?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Tetanus, maybe measles. I had the measles when I was a kid. I never got the shot. I got a chicken pox shot that has left a scar on my arm. I've had the polio shot. Never had a flu shot. The thing that I think is wrong with the way this is presented conversationally is that all, as we do frequently, we sort of put everything together. There are vaccines that are necessary and vaccines that aren't. And so to say everybody has to get vaccinated, what does that mean? And I think that's part of the talk free here that people don't dig into enough because they're ignorant about this stuff. It's sort of folly to not want to, if you're going to socialize your child at all, to not have some of the things that protects him or her from getting some of this stuff in the normal course of things. But are there too many vaccines? Yep. Do all vaccines need to be normal? Need to be mandated? Nope. But then where do you draw the line?
And some do.
And where does the state come in and says, right, you have to have vaccines? Who the hell are you to tell
right,
me?
Right, because you can't get your kid into the sixth grade without certain vaccines. Or
yeah.
You know.
So what do we do? Victoria, you started to say something.
I said some vaccines do need to be mandated, and some don't. And so there has to be differentiation.
Who's going to do that?
Well, sometimes the state does have to do that in the same
Why?
Way that the state.
Well, that's parenting. Why should the state be my parent?
In the same way that the state decides who gets driver's licenses.
Because the state knows
the state
better
decides
than you do,
certain
Doug.
Things.
Right.
Because we live in a state, Doug.
28.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows!
Mm-hmm.
Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump says he did not warn Vladimir Putin about meddling in the 2020 election during a phone call on Friday, and said the Russian president was not surprised allegations that Moscow colluded with the Trump campaign proved false.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse, but he knew that because he knew there was no collusion.
A Boeing 747 coming from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, with 136 people on board, skidded off a runway and into a river at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida. Everyone has been accounted for alive. The plane ended up in the shallow portion of the St. Johns River. A panel of federal judges ruled Friday that Ohio's congressional districts were unconstitutionally drawn up by the Republicans for their political advantage, and it ordered a new map for the 2020 elections. Republican officials say they will appeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review here for your listening and dancing pleasure and discussion of the top stories, research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists every week. The top stories, top people being discussed on News Talk Radio, you find it at talkers.com. Talkers does the work of listening to the stations and the hosts and subject matter, et cetera, et cetera. And here representing some of the best talk in the country, Rick Jensen at WDEL. By the way, there's an interesting profile in the greater Wilmington area of Rick. I haven't actually seen one of the great things, great is the right word, but interesting things about this. I've worked with Richie for 26, 27 years. Victoria, I've known longer than that. Rick, yeah. I've known you probably about that long, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah, about 20.
Even. 20-some odd years. And I remember the first time I met you, I thought you were full of baloney. I thought you were full of yourself. It was something about you that annoyed me. And I say that in the most loving sense. People can say, what? What's he saying? What?
Oh, I get that a lot, especially from my wife.
Yeah, good line. But I got to know you better, and there's an example of all kinds of thinking here. You know, Victoria and I have gone up and down and sideways over the years. She's very strident. And
no, I'm not. That is I'm not strident. I am assertive and decisive.
Assertive. Okay, assertive. I'll
yeah, that's it, assertive. Right. Yeah.
So I'm just I'm using, because I've had... You know, Richie and I have had this love-hate relationship for the entire time that we've known each other.
More hate.
I think we love each other more now.
Now that we don't work together every day.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So, but anyway, the point I'm making here is that we, as people who kind of expose ourselves on the air for three, four, five hours a day, we do. Our thoughts are what goes on in our lives. There's a certain amount of person and personality, personhood, that you get to know about a person when you listen to them with any great degree of interest. And you know that as well as I do, Victoria. People mm-hmm. are fascinated with your background. You know, just because somebody has an English accent, they think, oh, wow, what's the story with her?
That's a winning thing right there. Just,
oh, yeah, it's intriguing.
As soon as you hear the accent, you're like, okay, I want to hear what she has to say.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so anyway, in this day and age.
What was that snigger? Wait a sec. Let's stop this, right? Somebody just sniggered.
That was me.
Was it me?
Okay.
That's because you were like, absolutely. You know that your British accent makes people go, okay, I'll give her 30 seconds.
Let's listen to this. Yeah, right. Of course they
do. Because I speak with authority.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's exactly the accent. You sound intelligent even if you aren't. Which is really cool.
Right.
That's what I love about the British accent. Morons really sound smart in England. It's
true.
Great.
Anyway, go on. Poor Doug is trying to make an important statement here.
I am. And about Richie keeps digging the hole deeper and deeper. Yeah. So the thing that I wanted to point out with regard to Rick, but others, Rick's been profiled. He's had a wonderful career and still does at WDEL. I've been there a long time. So the local news magazine does a profile on him and what's going on, kind of. They try to. I love the news media when they try to get a handle on what it is that we do. Because most of the time, and I've had this done with me over the years many times, they haven't got a clue. They can't figure it out. They put you into these brackets, like everybody's going to compare you to Rush Limbaugh or Joe Pine in the case that. Do people even remember Joe Pine? I certainly do, but I don't know if anybody else does.
He
set a certain tone for talk radio.
He was a very powerful man, very in terms of talk radio.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and he was a horrible, lecherous human being, but he made for an interesting conversationalist on the air, and that's been the case. Many of the people that we've all known well, who do this for a living, were really horrible people, and but for whatever the reason, they were able to attract an audience because they were different, because they were interesting. And if nothing else, this, and you can find this online at outandaboutnow.com if you want to see what I'm talking about. Read the story about Rick Jensen and the other things going on, the other people that are at his station, and some of the other stations that are in the area. But I do think they do a nice job. They do you a good service. I've never seen a picture of Alan Ludell before. I didn't know he'd been around almost as long as I have been around. And he's another voice at that radio station.
Yeah.
And it's one of the radio stations. That station proves what so many others have tried to do and failed, that you can have a very powerful influence in a community. Wilmington has a population of, what, a couple hundred thousand? How big is Wilmington? 250?
Wilmington is actually less than 100,000.
It is.
And the entire state is only about 960,000 people. We do cover most of the state, as well as southern South Jersey, northern Maryland, and everything. But, you know, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate it. It's very kind of you to mention that. And I think the real point between the lines is this. When we as broadcasters listen, when we attend meetings, we create a platform, we plan our work, we work the plan, whether it's compelling the governor to build a home for veterans, or getting rid of what we call the stupid three-tier diploma. You got people around you. I mean, just people.
That's why I wanted to say. I wanted to tell the story because you're doing what so many of the old hosts used to do, advocate. Instead of talking about the issues, the Republicans are good and Democrats are bad, or whatever it is that follows that line, there were a group, and this is why I was paying tribute to you, because you, whether you've matured or whether you were always this way, you, Jerry Williams, Gene Burns, I mean, there are a bunch of people that I grew up listening to who were just a little bit older than I was, and they certainly had the chops to be the experts and the best in the business. But there were people in most every market that were advocates. They weren't politicians. They would take a popular cause and either promote it or they'd knock it down. I'll never forget, both Jerry Williams and Gene Burns in Boston did all sorts of things like that. But Jerry Williams took off after the governor, the governor at the time, well, at this particular instance, was Michael Dukakis. Jerry was on the air here for 43 years, and he was in Chicago, he was in New York, Philadelphia, but spent most of his time in Boston. And he used to love to taunt Dukakis, and Dukakis would fall for it. He'd respond. You know, it was like when remember, Richie, when Clinton used to fall for Limbaugh's taunting and he'd actually respond to the stuff that Limbaugh was saying about him? And I mean, that's the best tribute you can come up with. Jerry Williams defeated the governor. The governor wanted to put a maximum security prison in the middle of nowhere in Worcester County in a town called New Braintree. And Jerry Williams beat that drum daily for months, to the point where the proposal went away, and it was solely because of what Jerry did. Nobody else got on that bandwagon, but it just showed the power of persuasion, if you will, and that's why I highlight you, Rick, because you do more of that than most of the other. Your program is not all about you and your political point of view, which is what some people like to listen to, but it's about engagement. It's about, and you can use that, take that clip and use it on your air to promote yourself if you're going to. I just think that you're engaging, and that's what people, Victoria's always been engaging. Richie, you and I had some of the best, most engaging conversations when we were on the air every day together. And
yeah,
that's what it's, for me anyway, as a traditional talk radio conversationalist, that's the way it has value. All this political crap back and forth has zero value because it's not having any impact. It's not changing anything. They're not fixing. Now, do we all have to be fixers?
That's the beauty of radio, is it's a conversation. It's not some talking head giving you their opinion and analyzing all of the stories from the top to the bottom. It's a breakfast table conversation.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's
and it does move people.
Bar room conversation.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So
you can
just
also
Rick,
give your
give
audience
us,
you give your audience this platform, though. For example, there's some anti-gun bills going on right now in Delaware, and there are literally thousands of Delawareans who are angry about this, and they get on social media, but it's not nearly as personal as your local talk show, and we give that platform on my show.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to overdo it, but you all have...
But thank you, sir. Number
you
six.
Have that, yeah. Number six is... the border crisis, what are we going to say about that that hasn't been said 100,000 times? There's nothing new, other than Trump this week came out with an idea of $4.6 billion. Every week it's a different number. So it's never going to get passed. What do we, it's the most frustrating issue. You and I, Richie, going back again, we've talked about this. I have had, this
and
has
Reagan
been my,
was dealing with
my
it.
Mantra since Reagan was president. I have hammered away on this. It has been something that bothers me.
A country without borders is not a country.
What are you doing about? What can you really do? We ought to be able to do something, like, strangle the Mexicans for what their role is in all of this.
Let's clarify what you just meant there. The Mexican government doesn't help us with this.
I'm not trying to strangle all
with this issue at all. So you are very upset with the Mexican government.
Yes, I am. I don't want to strangle all the Mexicans that are on the border. Thank you for clarifying that, Richie. Here's a way for you to whiten and brighten your teeth in 5 minutes. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. Power swabs proven to whiten your teeth. Two shades every time you use it. Takes 5 minutes, and that's it. What does it do? It lifts the stains off your teeth, off the enamel. It doesn't eat into the enamel like all this other stuff does. When you are using those trays and even the toothpaste that say they whiten, no, they got those little pearls in them, and they eat away at your enamel. Yeah, they make your teeth whiter, but your teeth rot inside your head when you use that stuff. This white smile that's created by using power swabs will not cause any damage. In fact, it'll protect the enamel of your teeth, and that helps your gums, helps to keep everything in your mouth cleaner and healthier. Power swabs. Now you can get them by calling 800-208-1797. This is a fabulous way, and an inexpensive way, to whiten. You go to the dentist, charge you $1,000 to whiten your teeth. Who needs that? He's going to use the same stuff that you're using. You can get it. He got it the same place from Dr. Martin Ginniger, the dentist who developed it. So let's get to it. 800-208-1797 for the whitest teeth possible, guaranteed to work. And you buy it at half price, half the retail, when you use the DJV code by dialing 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the stories this week, the official top 10 list from Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. At number 10, a focus on what's big and hot in sports talk radio. A lot of talk about hosts this week, but also games, the NBA playoffs, and how the baseball season is going so far. Number 9, focus on entertainment and the Game of Thrones, plus the success of that movie, Avenger Endgame. Number 8, the continuing focus on things going on in schools, the blackface protest, that sort of thing. Number seven, the aforementioned vaccination controversy, coupled with the measles outbreak. Number six, the border crisis continuing. Number five, the president's tax returns. The shooting at UNC is number four. The synagogue in San Diego are focused on that, number three. Presidential politics, number two. And the bar hearings, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. Calitrin, it is the best choice, the healthiest choice, not just for losing the weight, but keeping it off.
Right. Yes, it does. It's collagen. You know, you're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. It supports your lean muscle and it burns your stored fat. You're going to see inch loss more than likely before weight loss. Much easier to keep off and to maintain that way. It's not your fast overnight, but your healthy way to lose your weight. You know, it has lots of benefits because of the collagen. Like I take it for the arthritis, have for over 15 years. Sleep better, feel better, have more energy. Doesn't matter if you're on certain meds, it doesn't interact with anything, no matter what you're taking.
All right, so let's once again underscore what you can do right now, going to toploss.com and ordering, whether it's the first time or you need to reorder, the Mother's Day special, $30 off a 90-day supply, plus you get a free bottle and free shipping. Toploss.com, use the code DJV.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com, and don't forget promo code DJV.
Let's focus in on the people who have been part of our national debate this week. At number 10, the interview Angelica Houston gave to the New York Times, and what she says about some of her co-hosts, Robert De Niro included, those two names are at number 10. Letitia James, number 9. Hillary at 8. Lindsey Graham at 7. Gerald Nadler at 6. Nancy Pelosi is in the 5th position. Kamala Harris, number 4. Joe Biden is 3, getting his goodies going for him, for himself. William Barr and Robert Mueller tied for a second place, makes sense. And the number 1 person most talked about on the news talk radio stations that were monitored by the executives at Talkers Magazine, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So that's the list. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get back to the action here. The top four, right, about the Trump tax returns, the shooting and more of the gun violence thing, that's number 4. The synagogue thing, I thought it was interesting that the synagogue, the pastor, the rabbi there, has asked, he met with the president and said we ought to reinstate silence in the schools or something, or a moment of silence, I think that was it. And how does that hurt anything? I remember getting talked
about. Well, let me ask you this. Does it seem to be more powerful, Doug, when it comes from this rabbi?
Than? Who are we comparing?
Than just Trump? Than just
well,
any other
politician? Well, I think the experience that we've all heard about, talked about, read about this past week of the shooting at that synagogue, yeah, I think it gives him a stage. It gives him a bully pulpit. Yeah, I do. I think people are tired of listening to Trump for any number of reasons. I think this is more impactful, frankly, to answer your question. Presidential politics, somebody else got into the race this week. Who was it that got in? Some senator from Colorado or something? Who was it? Got in this week?
Bennett, Michael Bennett.
Is he any good? I heard he was like dairy farmers, so maybe he'll be somebody I'll pay attention to. And guess what number one is? The Barr hearings.
Barr and Mueller.
Report, Barr.
Lots of big stuff there, right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, and Rick Jensen here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to go through in Tech Talk.
This is Tech Talk Speak.
Victoria's good at Tech Talk Speak, so she will bring us the top five items this week, starting at number five, working our way to number one. Number five, a focus on the war. I guess I don't know if I should use that, but certainly the challenges Marriott and some of the other big hotel chains are facing with Airbnb.
Marriott is actually, I think they're responding in a way that's really smart. So Airbnb has a new competitor, and it is Marriott International Hotels. They are launching their own home rental business, and this is actually starting this month. And the thing that's really setting it apart is that if you are a member of the Marriott Rewards program, you can actually use your rewards for, you can redeem your loyalty points towards a stay in these Marriott home rentals. So it's basically the same thing as Airbnb, except you can knock some money off the price by using your loyalty points, which is so, so smart of Marriott to do that. I really think this is actually going to force Airbnb to have their own loyalty program, which I'm surprised they don't already, because I think once people use an Airbnb, there's a very high rate of return, so people will often book again at multiple times. So I think Airbnb will be put in a position where they're going to have to come up with a loyalty program of their own. So kudos to Marriott, and Airbnb's kind of facing some issues. They've had some privacy issues. They've had a hidden camera was found in one of the vacation rentals in Ireland. A family discovered it, which was really not Airbnb's fault, of course, but, you know, it didn't look good for the company. So Marriott definitely takes the win this week.
Number four, people are trying to figure out using social media what's going on with a baby and the baby names at Buckingham Palace.
Yep, Meghan and Harry are due pretty much any day now to welcome their first child, and Buckingham Palace has denied that their website had accidentally leaked potential royal baby names. However, some royal fans discovered that when they typed potential baby names into the search bar of the website, they did things like Prince Arthur, Prince Alexander, and Prince James. all of those names got redirected back to the site's main page, which basically means that a page has been established for those names, and so they just don't have an official page attached to it yet. So Arthur and Alexander and James are the top names now for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's royal baby, and Arthur and James were actually the top names picked by all the bookies, so we'll see if that's right. Sure.
This number three...
Facebook is cracking down on those fun personality quizzes. This is the stuff that people like to do while they're bored at their desk at work. And so now, unfortunately, those quizzes were at the heart of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And so now Facebook is really going through and rooting out anything that seems even remotely shady, because those personality quizzes, while they are fun to take, they actually mine a lot of your data, and they don't even let people know that that your data is now being sold to third parties.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Number two, here's an example of why you don't do that, this massive data breach.
Yeah, this was huge. This was 80 million U.S. families were affected by this massive data breach. And what happened was, it's a database that Israeli security researchers randomly stumbled upon. And it's just this, it's a Microsoft cloud server. It's 24 gigs of data, and it's just sitting there, and no one even knows who owns it. So these Israeli security researchers have actually asked the public for help. VPN Mentor is a company that does cybersecurity, and they went through all of this. They didn't publish any of it, obviously, because they're trying to protect the privacy of the people whose data was included in this. But it has account numbers. It had some social security numbers in there, home addresses, income, your household income levels, and stuff that you really do not want out in the real world. And so the biggest potential risk here, of course, is a phishing attack. That's when a hacker can embed dangerous links inside emails that look like they come from a legitimate financial institution or a company, and it really includes ransomware. Basically, they lock you out of your own account and your own computer until you pay them a ransom, usually in Bitcoin. So this was just not good. And once again, you know, keep your passwords up to date. There are things that you can do to protect yourself, but always monitor your credit reports, because that's where stuff really will show up as well.
Number one, a focus on Game of Thrones.
This was probably this is definitely the biggest story of the week, and the most contested. So Game of Thrones last Sunday night had a very dimly lit episode, and people who were watching it were really upset. It turns out Game of Thrones is blaming HBO's compression rates. So if you watch Game of Thrones, do it through regular cable. Try not to do it on a laptop or cell phone.
And you'll get the whole story, the whole picture.
You'll get a better picture.
Like the people being eaten by dragons and stuff. Isn't that exciting? 10 before the hour. No, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.